This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about the awesome time we had at Whirly Ball and our victory in the bowling division. And then we dive into some of the events happening this week that you should be checking out. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. I'm Nick White.
Oh, nice to meet you, man.
A pleasure to meet you.
So our studio is sounding so much better.
Yeah.
We've reduced the echo, I don't know, like 100-fold. Like, what's the math on this?
Easily, man. Like, easily by like 90%.
90%.
You
know?
Yeah. And we got the lovely Loose Keys colorway.
Yeah, we got the orange and black, gray going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's looking pretty good in here.
Feels good, man. Hopefully it leads to, like, a warm, welcoming sound, you know?
Yeah. So if this is the first time anyone's ever tuned into Chicago Beer Pass, I should give you the lowdown, what we do here. This is it. We drink beer, and we talk about drinking.
Is that what we do?
That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah. That actually about covers it.
So we recap our past week of Chicago drinking, and then we let you know about some events that are coming up that you should be checking out, you know, put on your calendar, and a few that we'll probably be at too.
Yeah.
But we're always drinking local beer. Usually Chicago. Sometimes we dip into the Three Floyds and the 18th Street, and you know, but usually Chicago.
Yeah.
But this time we're dipping into Evanston. Damn.
This would be one of those times where it's not exactly city limits, but you know.
But we got there. The rye, the restless years.
Yeah, man. And yeah, you know, Chicago land, yeah, which includes the suburbs in Northwest Indiana.
Which is to say Illinois beer, right? Yeah, Illinois beer.
So we got a nice pale ale with rye from Temperance. So, Brad, you're supposed to keep this cold for maximum freshness and drink it soon for maximum enjoyment.
Okay.
There you go.
While it's cold or... Like, so cold first, then drink, or, yeah.
I like how basically on the back it says, you know, let your restless nights turn into restless years, which is why they named the beer that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty good beer. I'm used to drinking their English IPA that, you know, won gold, or won silver 2 years ago.
Yeah, Temperance, Gatecrasher.
Gatecrasher, yeah.
They do a really good job of cranking out beers around 5-6%, you know, relatively low ABV, always high on flavor.
Yeah.
You know, which is really cool.
And this falls under that for sure. I do dig this beer. I like the color of this one, the light blue on there.
Yeah, light blue with hints of purple. Finally got some Northwestern Wildcat purple going on in there. They're in Evanston. It's about time they paid a little homage.
Oh, is that what's going on, you think?
For sure, man. It's got to be.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even know that. Man. Those details.
This is a solid beer. There's a young punk riding around on a skateboard, you know, living it up. And there's some deliciousness in the can. It's very good.
It could be a girl.
It could totally be a young punk female.
Yeah.
Yeah. A punkette.
A punkette. Oh, I like that. All right. So we're going to sip on these cans and jump into this past week. So I think the big one was last night, right?
Yeah.
That's really, we saved ourselves for that. We got nothing else to mention besides that.
Yeah.
We rolled hard, man, at Whirly Ball.
Last night was pretty good, man. It was so, Whirly Ball's always doing like Beat the Brewer events, right? But this time, you know, that's usually just with one brewer or maybe with two brewers that go against each other.
Okay.
But now they did the Beat the Breweries, which was six breweries, and then an open invitational for anybody else who wanted to create a team. We were there. Beer Media was in full effect last night.
Yeah, so we should give some shout-outs to some people that came out with us. Yeah. We had Beerinator. If you follow him on Twitter, definitely check him out. We had guys from The Hop Review.
Yeah.
They do a great website. Lots of good Chicago beer content up there. Yeah. We had some people from my office here, the Loose Keys team.
Yeah, Loose Keys team. I love the Loose Keys team because it expanded. Kind of, you know, have you ever go see like the Black Keys at Lollapalooza?
Okay.
And Black Keys is like a two-person band, but when they go play Lolla, then it's like five people. It was kind of like that. You know?
All right, it was good. And Maeve rolled with us too. She's part of that Loose Keys team / Hopcast / everything. And then we had, who else do we have? Who am I missing here? We had Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie from Girl and Her Beer.
Yeah.
She was there. Yeah. So we had a solid team, man. So this was the triathlon. This was whirly ball, bowling, and laser tag. And it was winner take all, like highest score. High score?
Yeah, highest score. So, but we each had individual brackets we were in. So we were in the wheat bracket.
Yeah, and there was also an ale bracket and an IPA bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in our bracket, we had Lagunitas, Half Acre, and then
a team called Summer.
Yes.
That was one of the, like, just friends or just teams that were created.
Right. So.
So it was kind of disappointing we didn't get to go against everyone in these events. Like,
yeah.
I guess I almost wish there wasn't a bracket and they mixed it up each round. Like, oh, sometimes you're bowling, sometimes you're doing this.
Yeah.
That could have been worthwhile.
Yeah. Because we ended up playing like everyone in our division, basically.
Right.
Right. Like, yeah, there was no interleague play. There was no like.
Yeah, because they had it set up where you had two lanes going when you were bowling and you had 10 people going. I wonder if they could have just did five people and then five other people were playing whirly ball. Like, you don't cheer on your team. You got to play. You got to see who are you going to commit to bowling and who are you going to do out there so you don't have anybody just like dominating.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started out with bowling.
Yeah.
And, you know, we came to play, man. I think we handled business in bowling.
So we won our bowling bracket.
Yeah. So you are listening to the defending division champ in bowling for Battle of the Brewers.
Uh-huh. And then I think the other team, Goose Island, won their bowling. And then I forget who won the other bracket.
Yeah. So we won bowling. And then I'm surprised we didn't win whirly ball.
So we played three games of whirly ball and went 2-for-3.
Yeah. And then we crushed Lagunitas like 14-2 in one of these games.
Yeah, it was sad.
The gloves were off.
Yeah.
I mean, it got real.
I think in that game my favorite moment was yours where you got three Lagunitas people like stuck in the corner and you, because I think the four of you didn't know how to work the cars. So you're all like bumping into each other, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, reverse. No. And we're just scoring points.
And then one of the Lagunitas guys just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, he like rage quit the game.
It was fantastic, man. I thought it was a really cool moment. And then I thought, like, man, we're crushing this team. How did we not win the whirly ball section?
It was that second game against the team Summer.
Yeah.
They took that. And so then they won the whole whirly ball division or bracket.
Yeah, they won the whirly ball bracket. And Summer's this random team of like, you know, civilians with like all hairy dudes. They're named Summer for some reason. Summer is out of season. I think they should have been disqualified. I think we should have won.
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. So
I think they cheated. And finally, we end it with laser tag.
Yes.
I had not played laser tag in probably like 20 years.
It's been a while.
So it was a lot of fun. This was like a two floor laser tag, like a ramp you went up, and then you could like get up top and shoot people as they were running around.
Yeah, so you had to have some strategy going on. Yeah, stay the high ground.
Yeah,
you know, that's part of the strategy.
Control the high ground.
Control the high ground.
So we won our first game against
I think it was Lagunitas.
Lagunitas.
Again. We got busy. Whenever Lagunitas was our opponent,
we crushed them.
I think we dialed in. Yeah, we dialed in and got very serious.
We made them cry. I bet. And then we had to go again. We didn't have a break. We just had to like.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to have a beer. That was the problem.
Yes.
So then we went up against Half Acre.
Yeah.
And I think that no break, and then we got it in our head like the points. We knew where it was.
Yeah, and then we were outmanned. Let's you know.
Yeah.
They had a few more guys than we did. I think 12 was the max. In a laser tag, we didn't have the full 12. Half Acre had the full 12. No excuses. I mean, you know, congrats to those guys. They took us down, but barely.
We only lost by like 500 points. Like that would have been like one more kill on somebody.
Yeah,
but they were cheap. They were like covering up their vests with their guns. They were using dead bodies to block them, like running in, like, protect me.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, you know how when you get hit in a laser tag, man, you have to go back to your base and recharge. But they wouldn't do that. They would just take the dead guy out and then use him as a shield. And then, you know, yeah, it was just the different questionable strategy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun. I'll say that. More than anything, it was fun. And then the Whirly Ball guys had some really cool stuff on tap, too. So they had their standard 34 beers downstairs or whatever it is. And then upstairs, like, what, another 10 or something like that.
Right. And then a couple, like, things on the side, too. They had, special tickets for some Templeton Burbank County, some cappuccino stout.
Yeah. You got some fun stuff from, like, the Barrel Age offerings from, like, you know, Five Rabbit. The Pipeworks guys had some of their cool stuff there. Yeah, this was a good time. I think people were kind of overwhelmed by the space. You know, people didn't know how cool the space was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fun to see, man. So that was a really cool event, man.
Yeah, I had a blast, and I know people on our team, that was the first time they'd been to that Whirly Ball location. And so I think a lot of people are just shocked when they walk in there and be like, oh, my God, there's bowling here now, too? Like, that wasn't at the old one. That was a new thing. So
for sure. And they've got proper food, too, which kind of caught me off guard. You know, so you can get, like, you know, your pizza and your chicken sliders. And
yeah, we had some stuff. We had some pizza. We had some buffalo chicken sliders that were pretty good. They come in, like, party plates, so there's, like, 20 sliders.
Yeah.
So, which isn't bad for, like, it was, like, $25 for, like, 20 sliders or something, or 15 sliders. So, and they're bigger than sliders. They were, like,
it was huge.
Chicken breast, like, pieces. So it was good.
Yeah. That was a good party, man. So kudos to those guys, man. Kudos to Adam and the entire staff. It was fun because it was a Monday night. And, you know, when you count all the teams, you're talking about near 100 people.
Yeah.
You know, so you're talking like 120, 130 people in this place on a Monday. This place was hopping, you know. So, and it was a really good party. So.
Right. And since this was the first time they did it, hopefully next time they get some more people coming out. And, you know, people are talking about it, hyping it up like here. And,
right.
But if you want to know more about Whirly Ball, you should go back a few episodes ago. We did an interview over there, talked about this event beforehand, and talked about some history of Whirly Ball.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a really good episode, and it dives deep into like what they're doing. It talks about the old location. It talks about the history of Whirly Ball and all that jazz, and you get a good idea of what we're talking about with this two-level structure that's got like multiple bars and bowling and laser tag. It's that's a kick-ass space. That's a very good space.
But man, Whirly Ball is so much fun. I wish I'd, you know, you need like 10 people at least. So you need like 15 to like trade off. So it's tough to get like 15 friends to all just like come out. Let's do Whirly Ball.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But it's always fun. And we probably need to like get the team out there and practice some more next time.
Yeah, man. So we can get back out there and not only just win the bowling bracket. I'm very excited that we won the bowling bracket because like that's the one of the three that you can drink the entire time.
Okay.
And you know we're a drinking show. So I'm very glad that no one else just kind of took over our core space. That's our space. Things you do while you're drinking.
Things you do while you're drinking. All right. We got that down. Oh, cool. Well, I'm sure we'll let you guys know if there's another one coming up in the future. Yeah. That was the only thing I made it to this past week. I've been busy getting the office together and up and running here.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I didn't do a whole lot this week.
Well, should we jump into this coming week? You got a pages full of stuff here.
We got a few events, man. We got at least six events, man. We'll start at Thursday. Thursday is October the 8th already, man, at the Gale Street Inn on the northwest side. The good folks at Lake Effect Brewing, they're releasing their 45th Ward beer. 45th Ward is a wet hop ale where they took all the hops from all their neighbors that are home brewers in the neighborhood.
Okay.
They donated hops, and now they're making a beer with just those hops, like a wet hop beer with those hops.
Okay.
Yeah, 45th Ward is where they're located, obviously. There's going to be raffles, glassware giveaway, prizes, and more.
Nice.
It's not a party if you don't have and more.
And more, yeah.
You know, it's not a party at that point.
Well,
you know?
always wonder what the and more is. Water. We supply water.
Yeah, so that'll be 6 o'clock, Gale Street Inn, Thursday, October the 8th.
Great, nice.
Yeah.
Anything else on the 8th or?
Nothing else on the 8th.
Man, this month is gonna fly by. We're already talking about the 8th.
Yeah, 9th and 10th. You know.
Yikes.
For sure, man. let's dive right into Friday the 9th. Spiteful, they're doing what's called a poker ride.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and this actually sounds pretty cool, man. I was reading it earlier today. There's the Green Lady, which is not too far from Spiteful's brewery, you know. They're doing, Friday, October 9th, is Bike Messenger Appreciation Day.
Okay.
So you pay $5, right? You go to the Green Lady, they give you a list of bars to go to. And at every bar, you get cards, like playing cards. And then at the end of the three bars, you come back to the Green Lady and you play poker. And the best hand in poker, based off the cards you get, wins like prizes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah, just showing some love to all the other bike messengers out there. So if you don't want to ride bikes around, you know, through the area, you don't have to. You go straight to the Green Lady and you buy a Spiteful beer. Every beer you buy from Spiteful gets you into the raffle. And the raffle has like bike related prizes from all the bike shops around town, you know, like Johnny Sprockets or Uptown Bikes.
So maybe you win a bike that you can ride home.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a pretty cool event. And then it's pretty unique. I've never heard anything like that before.
No, that's pretty good. But, do you feel like if you went to the first bar and you got like a two, you'd just be like, I'm out of this. Like, I can't do it. Like, no way my hand's going to win.
You gotta power through, because you never know what happens at that third bar, you know. And then I love the fact that, like, okay, you ride around to these bars, and then you come back to Green Lady, and you play poker.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Definitely check that out.
So that's Friday at 5:30. Friday is October 9th. We're sliding right into Saturday.
All right.
There's a couple of events on Saturday. One is the first annual Sesh Fest.
Sesh, okay.
Yeah, so this actually, Jonathan, the beer nerd, he said he's going to be at this on
like
Friday.
Like a Session Ale
Fest? Session Ale Fest. Oh. It's a Session Ale Fest at the Blue Island Beer Company. It's going to be from 2 to 6. So they're inviting 16 breweries out. Every brewery is going to bring a beer that's 4.5% or under.
Okay.
To the event. It's a $25 entry, and it's a celebration of session beers.
Nice. So Blue Island is where Brian Shimko, his brewery.
Yeah, Brian Shimko went out there just south of the city.
Started it.
How cool is that?
That's his thing, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and then that's an area where I know that the Maple Tree Inn is out there, but there wasn't necessarily a brewery in that area. So
no, not that I know of.
Yeah, man. So cheers to them, man. Also Saturday, if you want to go out to the Burbs, our friends out in the Burbs are doing the Cock-a-Doodle Brew Fest. So this is the same team behind, you know, like the Lombard Ale Fest, Naperville uh-huh. Ale Fest, you know, Josh Seago, who's been on the show, actually. This is going to be at the Hollywood Casino in Aurora. So it's basically a wing fest and a beer fest all in one.
And you can gamble?
You better be able to gamble. It's at a casino. It's 11 to 4 on Saturday, October 10th. They're going to have wings from Tilt to Kilt, and then they'll have non-wing options, you know, like pizza and, you know, toasty cheese will be there, all that kind of jazz. But then the House of Blues will be there with a booth, and then if you go to the House of Blues booth, you get a free ticket to the House of Blues Fest, which is Brews and Blues on October 23rd. You get a free ticket to that if you go to this party.
Oh, nice. And that's usually like a Halloween kind of show, too. People dress up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's... the 23rd, and then Halloween's like a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of interested in that, but I want to know what this gambling situation is.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about, are there chips involved when you come in? Or is it like,
not like chips and guacamole. Like,
no, we're talking like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can we gamble?
Yeah.
I'd like to know that.
Because we're talking about poker here. Spiteful's doing it. Don't even have a casino.
Spiteful's all in. Like, they're all about the gambling. Yeah, so I wonder what these guys are doing.
At the casino?
Because they're at the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the casino out in Aurora. So that's it for Saturday. Then we're sliding right into Sunday. Actually, we're going to go back to Friday. You cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, one more event on Friday. It's the Harvest Hop down at Millennium Park. Millennium Park's actually doing a lot of events. Like, I know, you know, Sam Adams just had their event down there. Brian Ferber was part of that. Brian's part of the Hoptacular crew.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and the West Loop Craft Beer Fest crew. At Harvest Hopdown is the third annual Harvest Hopdown. They got 16 breweries coming out. Ale Syndicate, Local Option, Goose Island, just to name a few. And it's a party right downtown Chicago, man. It starts at 6 o'clock right in the pavilion there, right in front of the Bean. So, okay. And that's a $40 ticket.
$40.
That's a Friday event that we kind of overlooked.
All right. That's not too bad for 40 bucks in Millennium Park. But yeah. Seems pretty good.
Yeah. And then we got so we got one more event, and it's at Local Option. It's Sunday Funk Day.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
So this is a party that includes all sour beers and all spontaneously fermented beers.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Are they going to have funk music too, or is it just funk?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, they like metal. Is there a jukebox at Local Option? I feel like there is.
I don't know. Is there funk metal? Is that a thing?
Funk metal would be a really cool thing.
Hmm. Is that just like math rock? Is that kind of funk? Because you're trying to like...
Now you're losing me. I don't know what math rock
trying
is.
To get like weird, like, funky, yeah. Like, and then like real fast, and I don't know. Huh. Funk metal. There's got to be someone doing funk metal. Metal funk? I don't know which way you go. Is it metal funk or funk metal?
Which way do you go? I don't know. So this will have 10 brews. It starts at noon on Sunday.
Okay.
Almanac, which is in San Francisco, where you'll be pretty soon.
Yeah.
Again, I'm jealous of yeah. that, by the way. Jolly Pumpkin, Boone Creek. They'll have 10 special beers. It'll be all funky, sour beers on tap at Local Option.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good weekend all over the place. The Sesh Fest sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Bull Island. You're almost in the suburbs.
You're just south of the city. The city ends around 127th Street, which is where this place is. I'm excited that, you know, because craft brewers are always, traditionally, have just been over the top, like in love with hops, in love with big ABV, mm-hmm. you know. And that was always a defining characteristic of craft versus, like, you know, the macro beers, right? You know, like Miller Lite's a fucking 4% pills.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's always been.
Big and more flavor.
Big. Awesome. Yeah. So it's cool to see, like, we're going in the... We can celebrate beers. This is for folks that like have things to do the next day and can't get hammered off these fucking 10% right. beers.
Can't drink Bourbon County Templeton's on a Monday night.
You know? Yeah. Sesh Fest sounds actually pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice. So definitely check out one of these events. Hopefully we'll be at one of them. You'll probably see us there. So,
yeah.
Do we have any beer news before we're getting out of here?
We got a little bit of beer news, man. All right. The good folks at Half Acre, who won against us in laser tag,
cheating.
You know, they cheaters. You know, very questionable techniques from a Half Acre beer company. They got a collaboration coming out with Ballast Point, and it's going to debut this month. It'll be at Maria's and Bangers and the Map Room, just to name a few places. This is a rye IPA. It's going to be 7%. They use 7 different hops in this.
Okay.
And they dry hopped it with, like, some really fun experimental hops that even have. They just have that number. They don't even have a name yet.
Okay, those are funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the when the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Blackhawks played in the Stanley Cup Final?
Okay.
And then they were saying, hey, you know, if Tampa Bay loses, then they got to host a Tab Takeover at Three Floyds. Well, we've got a date confirmed on that.
Okay.
So that's going to be November 2nd, which is a Monday, at Three Floyds. And then the exact opposite, down in Tampa Bay, Three Floyds will have their Tab Takeover on November 9th, which is the following week.
I feel like Tampa's winning on this Tap Takeover. Right? Tampa's getting Three Floyds.
Yeah.
And who are we getting?
Getting Cigar City.
Cigar City.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, I do like some of their stuff. Especially, like, I had at FOBAB 1 year, I had a peach IPA aged on cedar oak.
Yeah.
From them. That was pretty balls out. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I like their stuff. And I never get it. Well, obviously, it doesn't deliver here. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah, what's
it? It doesn't deliver here. What is it? Pizza?
Yeah.
They don't distribute here. Sorry.
I'm out of the delivery radius. Damn it.
Damn, I'm 10 miles out. I don't fucking get it.
What's the loophole on that? Is it because can you get some special event license, like a one drop only? Because they still have to have the distributor come out, because somebody could come in there and be like, yeah, you can't have to serve these beers. You can't get it.
We might have just fucked it up for them.
They got to promote it, right?
No, this was on the Cigar City website. So, yeah. It was on their blog.
So they must work it all out.
Yeah, I'm sure they figure it out. But, yeah, but to your point, like, how it works exactly, I'm not really sure. Yeah, okay. And then, like, even a little further, like, you know, West Lakeview Liquors, those folks.
Yeah.
Really good, not a brewery, but liquor store in town.
Yeah.
Oh, they're, like, the only place in town where you can get, like, the brewery in Texas, Jester King.
Okay.
You can, like, get Jester King anytime you want, pretty much.
Oh, I feel like they distribute here, but it's really small.
Yeah, I'm very curious to know how that works.
Because there's weird rules about distribution in Texas. Mm-hmm. I was reading about a while ago. Like, yeah. You need multiple permits and expensive to sell outside of Texas.
Yeah, just even Texas. The Goose guys were saying, like, you know, they had to change their labeling because, yeah. Like, yeah, they were, like, very granular about, like, you know, the 0.2 on the 11% ABV, that kind of thing.
Damn it, Texas. Yeah.
God damn it, Texas. Oh, so yeah. So we got a date for the Cigar City Tap Table.
Okay.
Goose Island is in the news. They're bringing back the Ladies Beer Academy.
Okay.
So every third Wednesday from October to February, Suzanne, who's a Cicerone, she's uh-huh. going to be leading a class of 30 ladies. This is ladies only, by the way, Brad, so don't think about
it.
We are
out.
We're out.
Okay, damn.
Yeah, it's for lady enthusiasts. What they're going to do is...
I'm that. I qualify?
I, too, am a lady enthusiast, B-Rad. it's a five-series class where they're going to go through... it's for women who lack the academic drive to study on their own, and they just want to know more about beer.
Okay.
Right? So they'll do five classes... this is going to be, this sounds actually pretty cool. Let me run down just a couple of the titles of the classes, right? The Fundamentals of Beer Pairings, The Art of Barrel Aging,
okay,
right? Barrels and Bugs, that kind of thing. Anyone who signs up for the class, they get a commemorative ladies' t-shirt and a glass. Hmm. And then you get to learn about beer with 30 other ladies.
All right, that's not too bad.
No, that sounds pretty good.
We'll have to see, maybe get Suzanne in here and hear how it went, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that. Rick Bayless is launching his one of his beers this week.
Oh wow, the brewery did the brewery brew it or
the
did
brewery, it, no the brewery did not brew it.
Okay, his brewery, not the brewery,
not the brewery, not the BRU brewery.
Okay,
yeah. So Rick is Rick has an ambitious. Brewery project in the West Loop, mm-hmm. like literally like a block from Haymarket,
right?
That won't be open for a year. So they've been making these beers at Two Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're calling the company.
On their three-barrel system and yeah. the Roundhouse?
I know how much you love Two Brothers, man. So this is a collab between Rick Bayless and Constellation Brands. Constellation does like Modelo. And one of those other really big, like, Mexican brands. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Okay, Corona?
Yeah, thank you.
Like, what else?
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking, like.
You know. Modelo, Corona. Like,
God, what kind of planet are we on? Where we? Yeah. All right, well, never mind. Oh, yeah, so the first beer debuting this week is a Hominy White Ale, right? So okay. When I think Hominy, I think, like, grits. Right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a Belgian wit with sweet orange peel and coriander. This sounds a lot like, what's the beer they did with Goose? It sounds like Marisol.
Okay.
It sounds a lot like Marisol.
I'm sure they're just using that as like, hey, I like this.
Yeah.
But yeah. Did you ever hear any of the stories from that beer?
I've heard.
About yeah. how many times they just had to dump batches because yeah. Rick Bayless didn't like it.
Like, he was very particular about, like, yeah, I don't want this, I don't want that, it's too cloudy, blah blah blah. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah. And then he turns around, opens his brewery.
Yeah.
And the first thing they make basically the same beer.
Right. So they're brewing it on a system that they're not gonna brew on in a year. So the beer's gonna probably taste different in the year. So then he's not gonna be happy with it.
So there's that. Yeah. They're calling the so it sounds like the brew pub's gonna be called Cruz Blanca. But the name of the brewery, and it sounds like they're gonna distribute this beer, they're rolling with this this huge brand, Constellation Brands. Tacayo is what they're calling it.
Okay.
Which basically just means like you know, namesake.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. So that beer debuts this week at Choco in Wicker Park.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, one more bit of news, man. We're rolling.
Damn.
We're rolling.
News.
Thrill List. They released their list of their 20 best IPAs in Chicago this week.
This came out today, right?
Yeah, this came out today. Yeah.
I saw this list and I was like, all right, this is a weird list.
Yeah, so we'll just go through the top three, right? Number three was Lizard King from Pipeworks, which is pale ale. And that's fine. Pale ale IPA, that's fine.
I think there was a lot of pale ales on
this
list.
There's a lot of pale ales on the list. Half Acre's Gone Away.
Lizard King just came out. Like, in cans.
Yes. Like, just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen it in the stores.
Like, I've not had it. Okay. No, I don't know what it tastes like. Half Acre Gone That Way IPA was number two.
Okay.
Which is the artist formerly known as Heyoka.
Yeah, okay.
And then they had another name for that beer, too.
That one was Sunita. Sunita. That was so brief. That was the briefest of them all.
So the artist formerly known as Sunita, who was then also known as Heyoka.
Which makes sense because that beer won silver.
It took silver last year.
At the GABF.
Yes. Number one was Unanese Hop Cert, which I haven't had yet.
No, that was a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, they make fun stuff. Up to this point, all I've had from them is Belgians.
Yeah. I didn't know he was making an IPA.
Yeah. So those are the top three.
And then also in this list was Gumball Head.
Gumball Head is not an IPA. Gumball Head's a fucking wheat ale. It says it on the bottle.
Yeah.
And then beers like Anti-Hero came in at number 13. Rookery Rye, which we had last week, was number 14.
Yeah. So a wheat beer beat out multiple IPAs in an IPA category.
Yeah, Gumball Head was number 9, so it beat out half the list, which I don't understand. Yeah, and I get it. I mean, like, I take issue with that more than I do, like, all right, so pale ale, like, Lizard King's a pale ale, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Right, but, you know, it's a 6.5%, and you know they hop the shit out of everything at Pipeworks.
Yeah.
But then how do you feel about, like, so, like, this list, it doesn't say, like, beer. It says 20 best IPAs in Chicago.
Okay. Right?
When you go through the list, and then, like, 10 of these beers are made outside of Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, who, both? Well, you know. Like, Gumball Head?
Gumball Head, like Tight Head from Irie.
Okay.
You know, or
Mundelein?
Yeah, Mundelein, Gay Crasher, Belt and Suspenders. Yeah, Pollyanna, which is, like, in Lamont.
I think I would have to... Out of all those, even like the Pollyanna, you got to disqualify
Wild Onion,
Gumball Head, because it's not even, or Three Floyds, it's not even in the state.
Yeah, like, that's true.
You could have just made the list like Illinois IPAs.
Yeah, or.
And got rid of the one that's not an IPA.
Right. I wonder if like we're talking about San Francisco, right? And then like, I wonder if like, if Thrill List in San Francisco does a list about the best IPAs in San Francisco, but then they include like half the fucking list is in Oakland.
Right.
Like is this a thing? Like,
oh,
is this
what Firestone Walkers.
Yeah. Yeah. Paso La Robles or wherever the fuck they are.
Are we just like, cause we're in Chicago, this is like, we see it here, but it happens everywhere.
Right. Like, I'm just curious to know how these things work. Cause I'm like, you know, and I get it. Like, so Chicago land includes a city and the burbs. We go to the burbs all the time. It's no big deal. I love the burbs. Right.
No, this was somebody that was like, hey, you need a top 10 list for this week. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'll do IPAs in Chicago. Like, and he just like names off a bunch that he could think of that he had over the weekend.
Right.
And didn't realize that the Gumball Head's not IPA. People won't. They'll get people to talk about it.
Right. It's like, what are we? What are we, chopped liver? Like, fuck. It's kinda like, what are you saying about us right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm fine with the list. Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, obviously, except for the wheat ale on the list. I'm fine with the list. I just wish, like, even, and I'm kind of okay with the title. Like, get it? You're trying to get clicks. You're trying to get paid. You probably got a really big light bill, whatever. Right?
Light bill.
But it's like, at least in the article, say, hey, yo, we said this was the top 20 IPAs in Chicago, but it's really not. It's really in the Chicago metropolitan area. It's really including like half the fucking list is outside of Chicago. Like, you know what I mean? Like some acknowledgement. Don't talk to us like, you know, we're schmucks. I think that's all I'm saying. That's all. Then that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all.
Nice. All right.
Well, that's it for news.
Well, check out that list if you want to get even more angry about stuff.
Right, and I was trying not to get fired up, man. It's actually a solid list, you know, outside of the obvious, you know.
The Gumball Head's a weird one. I saw that too, and I almost didn't share the article this morning because Gumball Head was in there. I was whatever. And so I shared it.
The Daily Urbanista, Brandy Casuline, is the...
Should be fired.
Well, she produced the list. I'll say that part.
So, should be fired.
Brad Chmielewski, everybody.
Fire this girl. Unqualified. She can make lists, but no.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, yeah. She should be, I think she should be more responsible about that kind of content. That's okay. All.
Yeah. Well, all right. So if people want to find us at any of these events, where can they find you, Nick? Or if they want to share with you their best IPA lists that include, you know, Restless Years.
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at brad. So yeah, tweet us up. You know, we're at a lot of events, we're sharing a lot of stuff on there. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Been tweeting more from there. We put up some photos last night from the Whirly Ball event.
Man, that was so fun.
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah. Our Facebook page, Chicago Beer Pass, or / Chicago Beer Pass. Yeah, photos go up there. We share events, all the episodes, other stuff there. So go like us up there. Get all your Chicago beer events going on.
And true.
The website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher. Subscribe, leave a review. We love seeing those. Helps more people find the show, listen to the show, and drink Chicago beer.
Chicagoland.
Chicagoland beer. Illinois beer.
Illinois beer.
Midwest beer.
Midwest beer. All right. There we go.
So that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Fest. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.